It's Anna DeVlantis here on WGN. Fireworks, we got to bring this up again. There's so much. I mean, look, I've heard from so many of you. I was looking at the text line and just how it's still impacting all your neighborhoods. And we're hoping that July 5th, all of it will be behind us because this year has been a crazy one for the fireworks. Everywhere, it seems. I mean, everywhere. The city, the suburbs, all across the state and the region, people are reporting these kind of professional-grade fireworks, it seems, way more than usual, way louder, way at inappropriate times, fireworks that are happening in everybody's neighborhoods. Steve Dale, by the way, is going to come by, stop by and visit with us for a little bit coming up here on the show before the end of this segment, before we move on, before 3 o'clock. Steve Dale will talk about the fireworks and how they impact your dogs and pets and what you can do about it. But this, we want to just talk about who's buying them. Who are these people? I mentioned before, Kristen McQuarrie had tweeted this out. She's on the editorial board at the Chicago Tribune. And she said this, "I just rode my bike to find the person letting off loud, illegal, obnoxious fireworks. I found him. Then I told myself, Karen, go home." She didn't want to engage. She didn't want to tell somebody off. She didn't want to try to figure it out. So she just sort of, she got all the way down there on her bike and just sort of lost the courage to go forward from there. But I think there are some people who are not sleeping who would like to find the people who are doing it, especially at weird hours of the night, because that's not cool, right? It's not. I just think if, and also they're illegal. We should mention that. A lot of these ones that they're setting off, they're startling. We've heard from people who have PTSD and veterans who say that they're even more than startling. But in general, there's just a whole lot of them, and I'm wondering who's buying them and who's setting them off. So John Panos agreed to call into the show today. He's with Dynamite Fireworks, and he's actually selling them. Hey, John, how you doing? Thanks for calling in.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So what do you see in general? I mean, we're all hearing them, right? We're hearing that the sales are up. How's business there, and what's going on at your store?
You know, I'd say, again, earlier than, you know, normal here, we have seen a great influx of customers coming in, simply because, you know, due to COVID-19, we've seen a lot of shows that are coming from communities being canceled, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, everyone's looking to do their own thing here. And again, that number adds up, and everyone wants to get in earlier, sooner than later. So they're, you know, coming in, and again, there's so many of these individuals that, you know, are looking to buy these and, you know, do their own thing. So, again, that started about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and again, it's still been, you know, climbing ever since, and we'll only get more people coming in as we get closer to the 4th.
But I've heard actually sales are up year to year, so it isn't even just the ones that would have been used for the professional shows. There's actually an overflow beyond that is what I'm seeing. I don't know what you're seeing at your place, but according to what the Tribune found when they sort of asked around different shops and that are selling them, that they're way up.
That is correct as well, and that's very true. Again, this has been something that's a tradition every single year, and, you know, with the awareness that we're making within Northwest Indiana has been significant. And, you know, that only helps, again, drive the interest, drive sales, and, again, keep my doors open. So we're thankful for that.
You are. When did you reopen? Because you're in Indiana. When did you get to open the doors again?
We were following the governor's guidelines, of course, with, I believe, our tentative opening being mid-May, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. And, again, that was about 50% capacity. And again, as we have progressed, we have, you know, slowly, you know, been following those rules to allow more individuals in, as well as, you know, of course, wearing masks and follow protocol.
Right. But at that time, were you concerned that because so many of the professional fireworks displays were canceled, that business would be way down? Did you think that?
Not necessarily. Again, you know, knowing that and seeing where, you know, the trends have been, if they cancel the shows or if someone comes and says they enjoyed it, they're looking for something similar or anything down the lines of even discussing what has been, you know, happening. Let's just say an example for Navy Pier. They come in looking for me to help them find, you know, that exact same type of firework, right? Mm-hmm. So, again, with them canceling the shows, it almost gave them the ultimatum to say, okay, I need to come into the store here to actually, again, put on my own show and, again, take care of my my family or even my community or whoever they're going to be putting it on for.
Yeah. John, wait, you're located where again? Dynamite Fireworks is, you said, Indiana, but what location is it?
So we're about 15, 20 minutes from the city. We're exit 5 off the Skyway in Hammond, Indiana. And that address is 4218 Calumet Avenue.
Very nice. Got that in there, 4218 Calumet Avenue. So if you look at who's buying them, I think you've heard the stories of everybody throughout the city and the suburbs and everything. We mentioned this on our air. We hear from so many people who say it's crazy this year. It's everywhere, and it seems like these professional grade, for lack of a better way to say it, that these are not your simple stuff like bottle rockets and things like that. They're firecrackers type stuff. It's another level, a whole other level. Are you seeing, are these people coming by your shop trying to do backyard things, or what would be your explanation for why we're seeing so much of this in all of our neighborhoods?
I would definitely say, again, they're trying to replicate what they see from, again, the community shows that they're viewing, or, again, through a Navy Pier type of show. So, you know, when they come in, they're looking for simply, you know, larger items that, you know, make that beautiful color in the sky. And, again, that good pop that they're always looking for, and, you know, that loudness, right? So they're coming from all over, right? So I've gotten calls from Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio even, you know, and, again, they make the drive. And, you know, they're looking, again, for those bigger items to take back to where they are. Some are backyard shows. Some are, again, maybe 4th of July parties that may be a little bit larger. And, you know, everything in between, bigger or smaller as well.
Yeah, but even the explosions we're seeing now, 2 weeks before July 4th. I mean, I get it. The people were supplying themselves for those, you know, to take the place of the professional fireworks. But it feels like for these two weeks leading up to that time, we're just, you know, people are using them then too. And that's the thing I think that is kind of puzzling, other than just the idea that people are letting loose after being kind of stuck at home for so long.
I definitely agree. And to be honest with you here, I have heard that, you know, myself included, people are bored, right? And they just want to, you know, see a new thing, or, you know, try something new and have some fun, right? As the weather gets nicer here and things start to turn, you know, with beautiful sunshine and things start opening, they want to, again, have that fun and, you know, safely but surely, of course, with social distancing issues being recognized in that aspect as well.
Yeah, it makes sense. All right. Well, John, thank you. Thanks for your time this afternoon. John Panos, Dynamite Fireworks, there in Indiana. Exit 5, 4218 Calumet is where he's located.